Welcome back to Steeler football fans. This is Tunch Parker, Pittsburgh, and the season comes down to this. Fourth quarter, 2 minutes to play, Seattle 20, Pittsburgh 16, and Super Bowl 40. And my broadcast partner, Kevin Chamberlain, and I have planned a special treat for you, Pittsburgh. That's right, we decided who better to call the Steelers' potential Super Bowl winning drive than none other than the legendary former voice of the Steelers himself. 42 years he was Steeler football, ladies and gentlemen, my own partner, the legendary Steeler Al Mackinaw. Al, on behalf of Steeler fans everywhere, I can't tell you what an honor it is to have you back in the booth again.
Well, why'd you get rid of me in the first place?
Well, you had another stroke, Al.
A man needs both sides of his face to call a stupid football game.
It was your eighth one, Al.
So?
In a week.
Hey, Steeler fans, are you struggling with chinch bugs? Scared of crabgrass popping up again this spring? Well, experts say there's now time to protect your lawn like the present. An ortho weed killer is the answer for you. All right, rubber band your balls, Jimmy. Here we go. First and 10 for the Steelers.
Tunch. Tunch.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry about that. Check that, fans. It's first and 10 for the Tunch, I guess. Somebody told me I was calling a game for the Steelers.
No, no, you are calling a game for the Steelers, Al. I'm Tunch. Come on now, Al. You know that. Come on.
Well, I do now, I guess. The quarterback, Roethlisberger. Can that be right? Roethlisberger?
Yes, sir. Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, he's a good one, Al.
Roethlisberger, huh? Is that German?
I'm not sure, Al, but let's get ready for the play now.
It's not Jewish, is it?
Here we go, Al. They're on the line of scrimmage.
Well, I got nothing against them, but I never thought I'd see the day when the Pittsburgh goddamn Steelers would name a Jew quarterback.
Hey, there's a pickup of 4 yards on a pass from Roethlisberger to Antoine Randall-L.
Ant what, Randall, huh? Does anybody in this blasted organization believe in Jesus Christ anymore?
Second down and 6, Al. Maybe we should just, focus on the game for a little bit. What do you think? After all, it is the Super Bowl.
Well, sure it is. You're not talking to a rookie here. Baconburger under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off.
No, he's passing.
Passing to the left.
Right.
Right and complete.
No, incomplete.
Boy, that Russ Francis sure can play still, can he, Jimmy?
Maybe, but that's Bill Cowher, and he's the Steelers' coach. So that's an incomplete pass, Al.
Did I ever tell you, Jimmy, about the time I threw a pool party at my house for the 76 Steelers? Now, that was fun. Halfway through the night, caught the great Mike Webster making sweet love to my wife in the clothes hamper. Yeah, Mean Joe Green got the whole thing on tape. Boy, I'll never forget the smile on her face. May she rest in peace.
Oh, your wife's still alive.
She is? Well, I think somebody owes me a friggin' apology then.
Here we go, Al. 3rd and 6. Let's get back to the game.
Mushroom Burger takes his nap, hands it off to Nell Carter. Oh, Carter's gonna pass, Jimmy. Launches it downfield, completes it to a unicorn at the 57-yard line, and sell my socks to science. The Steelers are in business, Jimmy.
Al pretty much described it for you, folks, except that wasn't Nell Carter. It was Jerome Bettis. Nor was there a unicorn anywhere on the field. But indeed, the Steelers have gotten into Seattle territory. Of course, there's no such thing as a 57-yard line. And again, I reiterate, my name is not Jimmy.
Oh, it's not? Well, where the hell's Jimmy?
Dead, Al. Jimmy's been dead since 81. I'm Tunch, your old partner of 13 years. I married your youngest daughter, Al. I was just over at your house last night for dinner. I was the guy who got your foot free from the ice dispenser. I'm also the guy who talked Kevin Chamberlain into letting you call the final drive. So please, Al, for all that's holy, this is the Super Bowl. I risked a lot to get you here. Please, get it together.
Hey, Steeler fans, thinking about a new roof before the spring rain? Call the Thatcher brothers at 1-800-THATCHER. That's 1-800-THATCHER. Great Gunther's ghost. It's 1st and 10 at the Seattle 43, and Roethlisberger's gonna sneak it. Well, blast my back hair. Look at that boy go. All the way to the the Seattle 21.
That's it, Al. There you go. God, I miss those old catchphrases of yours. They're classics, man. And don't look now, but the Steelers are just 21 yards away from winning the Super Bowl.
Hey, Jimmy, look, I can take my thumb off. See that? Huh? There it's on. Now it's off. On. Off. On. Off.
Oh, 30 seconds left in the game. I don't have time for that trick.
Yes, sir. Boca Burger calls out the signals. Runners at the corners, two outs in the ninth. He's got a pass. The guy in the black and white stripes is open. Throw it to him. Hurry, Roethlisberger. Ah, oh, he threw it to the big honey-baked ham, who catches it inside the five and is tackled at the one by a Cornish game hen. Well, spank me with a spatula, Jimmy. Daddy's got to dance. Timeout on the field.
A Cornish game hen, Al?
What can I tell you, Jimmy? We've been stranded on this damn island for a long time. I'm hungry, and that talking bunny keeps f***ing with me.
Folks, I'm really sorry about this. I swear, I thought this was going to be a great idea.
Jimmy, you got a cigarette?
Tunch!
What is that, like a cigar or something?
No, my name is Tunch, and now you're not supposed to be smoking. You just had neck replacement surgery, remember?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. Pittsburgh first and goal at the one. Here's the season, Pittsburgh. Here's the Super Bowl. But if the Steelers don't hurry, Jimmy, I swear I'm going to crap myself.
Oh, Al, there you go with you and your colorful expressions again.
It's not an expression, Jimmy. Excuse me. Gotta sh**, people. Make a path.
Al, we're going. Game's on the line, Al. We're on the one, Al. Get back here and call the final Super Bowl out. Ow! Touchdown, I guess. There it is, Steeler fans. Steelers win the damn Super Bowl. It's been real nice having this job. Congratulations, Pittsburgh, I guess.
Jimmy, what's going on out there? Jimmy!